Now, it all started on our TV screens nearly 3 weeks ago, and the third installment of Dancing with the Stars is on our screens tomorrow on Sunday night. And joining me in studio, we have three of the contestants. We have Rob Heffernan. How are you?
Brilliant. How are you?
Alana Byrne. How are you?
I'm good.
And Aaron McGregor. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good.
Good. So we were just saying before we started, I couldn't imagine getting that phone call. I don't think I will be getting that phone call, but if I did, I'd just go, no, I wouldn't even consider it. So Rob, what made you go, all right, I'm going to do this?
For me, with my athletics, I think because I've done everything in it, I needed something to kind of strip me back down and to see. I needed to take on a new challenge and to take myself completely out of my comfort zone. But I don't think I thought it through fully until I got here the first day.
So when you got the call, did you go, let me think about it for a while? Or did you just go,
yep? I said it to Marion and she was like, no, it'll be great for you. It'll be really, really good for you. You should do it. And I was like, all right, kind of just... kind of went with it. And then when I arrived here the first week, I was like, what am I after doing? Like, yeah. This is nuts.
The exact same.
You know?
Well, you had a late start, Alana, right? And you've talked about this a bit. So how many weeks behind were you from training?
I actually still don't know because some people were saying 6 weeks, then 5 weeks, then 3 weeks, then 2 weeks.
I thought it was
I'm not 3 weeks.
I don't know.
I still actually don't know how far behind I was. But when I got the phone call, I said yes straight away. I was just like, yeah.
But you have experience, I suppose, in the platform somewhat, in the challenge of being in a competition.
So I've been in a similar situation on Britain's Next Top Model, and it's not live, so that's the difference. It was pre-recorded, and also you didn't really get the support from your family, or you didn't know really kind of what the public were thinking of you each week. So that kind of puts on an added pressure, I think.
Yeah. And can I just say, you finished top of the leaderboard, you pipped Aaron last week, but you just seem so relaxed. Like, you're just like, oh yeah, not a bother. I was like, how is she doing that? Like, you really, of everyone to me, just seem like, that was grand.
I've always been like that though. I've always been very chillaxed, relaxed. And even on Britain's Next Top Model, I had won a couple of challenges. But I think it's just kind of to enjoy the experience. I think it's a privilege for all of us to be learning how to dance and getting this skill.
Yeah.
So I'm just having a great time and getting to know all these guys.
And Aaron, did you go yes right away when you got the call?
No, I didn't. I left it right up until the final second.
Wow.
And it was like, Aaron, if you're signing this contract, it needs to be in by today.
Right.
So I actually drove the contract in myself at probably about 5 to 5 on the last day.
Really?
Yeah. I was like,
what were your biggest worries going into it?
Look, I mean, it's a long standing joke with the house coat, but it was very true. I'd taken a long maternity leave and I didn't realise how nearly stuck in a little rut I had become.
Yeah.
And I was looking, I was looking to get out of that rut and I just didn't know what it was. I didn't have the same pleasure out, you know, being in the gym anymore like I did before I had the baby. I didn't want to be a hairdresser anymore. I couldn't find what I was looking for. And then the fear, I suppose, was what people would think of me. I still can let what other people think of me kind of upset me.
That's very hard, though. It is very hard.
And you're putting yourself out on a platform. But the overall reason I took it on was because I love dancing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a dancer. You know, if somebody said, what's the one thing in life that you could do that maybe as a young child that you never really fulfilled, what would it be? And I'd always say dance.
Wow. Do you know what I think is really good about it as well? And I know, like, you have young children, yours is very little, that after we finish watching it, we get up and we're like, let's just do a bit of a boogie for like 20 minutes or something. And like, it kind of gets everyone into it. Because I've
very
never
positive.
Watched any of these shows before in my life. Like, this is my first time watching it. You were first out on the very first show, Rob. Were you like, how did that happen? Was it name out of the hat? Or did you go,
I'll do it?
I
was out ninth last week, so first can be good as well because you're out and it's done and you can enjoy the rest of the night when you're waiting around.
And you
see Alana dancing and the likes of Aaron dancing, you're going, oh no, I'm completely over my head here.
The ladies are very good.
You know,
the ladies are very strong.
So I was terrified on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I brought that face into the tango. I was genuinely terrified because of it going.
And are you learning the dances in a week? Is that how it's working?
Yes. Less than a week.
Less than a week.
Less than a week.
Oh, yeah.
How, like,
it's very tough. It's very, very tough for me. Like, I can't sleep or anything. I just feel as if I'm sick all the time.
Yeah, because you're going over the steps in your head every single night.
Like, especially yours last week, Elena. That was a lot of steps in that one.
Yeah, and poor Erin's doing it this week.
Oh! I'm doing it this week. And everybody says, oh, how does it feel when you get these pints? Or, oh, you were top of the leaderboard. And as soon as Amanda starts talking to me, I'm thinking, holy God, I have whatever dance it is next week. That's all I'm thinking
about. Do you know what I think about when you guys are talking to them? In a way, that's kind of tough because, like, you're out of breath, you're sweating, you don't want to be talking to them.
It's all a blur for me. I have no idea what I'm saying to Nikki or Amanda.
You're so relieved to be finished. And it's like, you're like a bunny in a headlights. To a
degree. Described it as, you have children, right?
One, yeah.
Did you take gas and air?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Okay, so I took gas and air, or it'd be like having like 3 glasses of champagne.
Before the dance air in, or
no,
before you with the
you
baby?
You know, before Amanda puts, you're kind of like somebody is, you're slightly tipsy or have taken gas and air, and then someone asks you a really important question, you're like, what? And that those 30 seconds, you know, sometimes I become very excitable, so I might get like Bosco and I go,
yeah.
My dad said to me this week, you know, you let someone else talk, and it's only because it's like adrenaline pumping. Yeah. You've just done a dance that you didn't think you could do.
You're
saying. No, it's mad.
And what about, so the relationship with the dance partner is, I can imagine that just gets really intense because, like, first of all, if you're not a tactile person, it'd be intense, but you've just met them. Like, how is that? Elena, how are you working with your partner?
Vitaly, he's very tough. Like, yesterday he was screaming at me because I was getting all my steps wrong, whereas when the day before I was getting them all right. So it's obviously frustrating. And at the beginning, it was kind of weird because you're touching each other and it's
eyes. Your partner.
It feels a little bit uncomfortable.
And we're Irish. It's like, what's going on here? And you can't look at them and stuff. Yeah. Oh, where are you? Look at my eyes.
They're so professional about it.
But they would never think anything like that.
And you're a model. You feel so unattractive in the studios when you can't do anything. Your kind of body language gives away, and all of them are very tough, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're brilliant though. Really professional.
You met yours, obviously. Everyone met just for the first time before you started filming, right?
Yeah.
It's an amazing skill that they all have. And how do we feel about the judges?
No, I take on board, like the first week they commented on my neck. So the Viennese waltz, it's all about frame and neck. So I was really, really conscious of doing it and saying, right, I'm going to take on what they said and I'm going to try my best to do it. And that's what Brian said. He said, I was expecting it to be worse because it's a different dance and it's quite hard to hold frame. Mm. But you're doing a really good job. So I was happy with that. So I'm trying to take whatever they said on and try and improve it. Because that's what I'm really there for. I know I can have a little bit of banter and maybe slag a little bit, but the truth is I really just want to improve and I'm going to take what they have to say on board and then try and rectify it for the following week.
Because unlike a lot of shows, like, you know, British shows or American shows, this one is, like, the fact is we live in a really small country. Yeah. And I thought about this as well. It's like you can see camaraderie amongst everybody. And I believe it's genuine in the situation because most people probably knew each other before as well.
Nobody knew each other.
Really? No.
I think we're all going through similar circumstances as nearly like a support group because we all, and like even chatting to the girls this morning, and not all different, we have the same kind of emotions. And it's like with anything in life, if you talk to somebody else, you realise you're not nuts.
Anna
feels like that, or, you know, Marty feels like that, or Aaron feels like that, and then you're kind
but
of
but you genuinely feel that you are all so, which makes it in a weird way the fact that it's a competition.
It's hard.
Tricky.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Very
because,
hard.
Because, like, I remember so many questions. So who's your competition? Like, they're my family, they're my friends. Like, I was so proud when I see them going onto that floor and for little things like smiling or remembering a step that I know they've struggled, that I feel like a dance mom going,
absolutely.
Each struggle for each person is
it's going to get harder as well each week, right? Like, Nora was a bit of a shock, I think, last week.
I was shocked at
Nora.
I was put out in the tree that we're meant to go home. So when there was Nora,
your heart's beating,
and then your mix is like, you're so relieved it wasn't you, and then you know how that person feels, so you're kind of just standing
you know
again, like a bunny in a headlights, and you don't want you've.
I feel
it was very tough.
Okay, now we have to be honest here. Now I feel, Aaron, you're competitive, and I mean I use competitive as a good way because
everybody says that, and you know it's not really a competitiveness. I suppose I'm a little bit older. I realise what it is. It's more the need to like feel good enough or be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and as an older person, I'm like that's not really a reality. And people
I think competitive is positive. I mean, as a positive.
But what's competitive though, Alison? Like I think competitive, somebody who wants to better themselves. It's not necessarily anything to do with
that's
a
good.
Or it's like I'm competitive in the point of view I will do 20 hours a day if I to make
myself
better.
So is anyone
better.
Super competitive though, like really going, I'm going to take this?
I think it's an Irish thing with the GA, it's like going competitive again to focus on it. No, because I've trained with like all international people away, and you do your own thing and you respect the other people and then on the night just perform, and I think
you also have
there's
your
a respect.
Family, your friends, your county, like supporting you, and you want to, you don't want to mess it up,
and
you want to make
going
that
on
proud.
Live TV.
That's
you
the thing.
You do not want to make an idiot of yourself on
every
live
time.
TV.
You know, I also worry about you.
You to keep on going.
I also worry about you guys going up the stairs after the dance. I'm like, please don't let anybody trip when you go to talk to Nikki. I always think about that. Going, don't trip, don't trip. So, what are you doing this week then, Robert?
I'm doing samba.
Oh,
yeah.
And Alana.
I'm doing the American Smooth. The first week I did the wall, so it's kind of similar. And I did get comments from the judges say that my neck and everything was wrong and stuff, so I need to work
on that.
I'm kind of nervous.
And you're doing the Charleston. Sorry. It's exciting. I love it, guys. I think it's brilliant, and I think it's a lovely family thing to do on a Sunday night.
But I've noticed as well, like within sport, the people who will come up to you, they see it as less threatening. And everybody can relate to it.
Yeah.
Because everybody is trying to dance, and it's so the feel good factor from everybody is incredible.
It is. Like, and as I say, it's my first time ever watching anything like this, any format TV like this, and I absolutely love it. So I want to wish you all the best luck,
thank
and thank you,
you
so much for coming in this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.